for June 14th-ish, 2012. This is Video Games Hot Dog. Wait, I mean, this is Video Games Taco. Hey, everybody. I'm Zach.
I'm Riff.
And I'm Kevin.
Wait. We totally just screwed this up.
Shit, did we?
Where are those guys?
I think they're in the basement that we don't have.
Jenny, are you responsible for these conditions?
I don't have a basement, personally.
I mean, we are in the desert.
All right, let's try it again.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Emily.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Melissa.
All right.
And this is
Video Games Hot Dog.
Video Games Hot Dog for girls.
Girlfriend edition. What? We're having a pillow fight. You just can't hear it.
We are. We're doing each other's nails in the nude.
Sweet.
So what have you guys been up to?
I went and saw the Maggie Gyllenhaal movie about vibrators this morning.
Ooh, dildos. How was that?
Dildos. It was kind of disappointing, actually. Like, it was pretty formulaic romantic comedy.
What was the premise of it?
So there's this doctor, and he's, like, the only doctor in London at the time who believes in germ theory, so he keeps getting fired from these places that have, like, leeches.
How does this go? How does this transition to strap-ons and...
They don't actually get as far as strap-ons.
Oh, sorry.
Did we just get less than 5 minutes into a podcast of girls and we're already talking about strap-ons? We're keeping it classy.
We're keeping it real. No, but so he gets a job with this doctor who is curing hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no vibrators yet. Rupert Everett has to invent the vibrator.
Oh.
All this is spoilers for the movie Hysteria. If you're going to see the movie Hysteria.
We probably should have said that ahead of time.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, Rupert Everett also invents phone sex. He has one of the very first telephones. So
nice.
That's exciting.
So this takes place in the olden times.
In Victorian London.
Okay.
There's a scene of some nice, clean, like, white spats. And then the guy who's wearing the nice, clean, white spats just stepping in a big old pile of cow shit.
What's a spat?
Horse shit. I guess it's horse
shit. It's the things, the old school white things with the buttons up the sides.
Oh. Sitting over the nice shoes.
Oh, yeah. The buttons up the sides.
For the gentlemanly gentleman.
Yeah.
For the mustachioed gentleman.
Yes. Okay. For the waxy mans. The Waxmans.
The Wax.
What about you, Emily? What have you been up to?
I went to the gym. I've been going to the gym.
You're so good.
I've been getting really drunk.
At the gym?
I wish. It would probably take my mind off the fact that everyone there looks so good.
That's why I don't go to the gym.
It's a bunch of ASU students, and
fuck ASU
they're all
students.
Like, who can get more washboard abs, and like looking at each other, and they all have the ASU shorts and the ASU tank tops.
And they're starting from a place of genetic superiority anyway.
Yeah.
Screw those people.
Yeah. And then I'm there.
And intellectual inferiority.
I'm there with, you know, my friend who neither one of us is, you know, particularly... super out of shape, but we're both like meh. We were kind of like meh for 5 years, and
you were like,
"Oh, gym, yeah, let's go to the gym." Well, yeah, but other than that, I don't know. Movies.
Watching me pack.
Watching you pack. Keeping your cat out of the bedroom while he flips his pancake a little bit.
Aww.
But that's okay.
Yep, getting ready. Moving to Chicago on Friday.
Jesus.
That will be interesting.
That's crazy.
Cat in the car for 3 days will also be interesting.
Oh, man. I hope that his collar and his spray and his marijuana chews all combine to make a calm.
Wait, are they chews or shoes?
Shoes.
I thought they were shoes.
Oh, that's so cute.
I just lost all hope in humanity. I thought they were marijuana shoes.
Cat shoes made out of weed.
Maybe I should try that.
Maybe you should try that.
Maybe it'll weigh him down.
Form the chews into cross-shaped slippers.
We should do that after the show.
Hooray.
We
know what we're doing tonight.
All right. Sweet.
So, what have you guys been playing?
I have been playing lots of Binding of Isaac.
Which I still haven't seen.
I would love to sit here for like 4 hours and talk about nothing but Binding of Isaac.
Seriously?
Which night I could go for it.
All right, well you can't, because then I'd be bored.
I know. Well, neither of you guys have played it, so I can't.
Oh, anyway. You haven't played it either?
I've watched it being played. I'm a little too scared to start.
Yeah, I remembered the show when the guys were talking about Binding of Isaac, and I remember thinking, wow, I really want to play it, mm-hmm. but I'm a little afraid to play it.
It's really disturbing. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, and like I watched Zach play a lot of it because he's still kind of obsessed. Now that the DLC dropped, he's been putting that big into his day. No, not every day, but anyway.
How many hours a day do you think Zach plays video games?
Oh, Jesus.
How many hours are there in a day?
Yeah. Oh, yes, listeners. These are the girls dishing about the guys.
Oh, my God. So,
like,
can you just picture me twirling my hair? And he plays, like, I don't know. I mean, it depends how much work he has to get done. Like, he does have days where he will be at the office for 10 hours and then come home and play video games for 2 hours. There are days when he just stays home and plays video games, which are few and far between. Mm-hmm. And that's really just when, like, something big will happen. Like, he just got finished the Valhalla revamp in KOL. He took a day that was just him playing video games. But
nice. I've been averaging about five to eight hours since I defended my dissertation.
You deserve it, though, because you missed out on so many video games.
I do.
For, like, years of your life not playing video games.
Yeah, so much to catch up on.
It's going to be rough for you going back to work.
Let's not talk about that.
She's going to bring your iPad to work.
I am.
Under the desk.
Actually, I can work from home if I want to.
Oh.
Work from home. I'm doing air quotes.
just really figured I would the air quotes. We've actually got a fourth guest today who is a mime.
He's in a box right now.
He is in a box. Yeah. He's in an actual cardboard box, which I don't
He's not
think,
pretending.
Yeah.
We didn't put any air holes in there.
I don't
there
think
either.
He's a very good mime.
Maybe we should open the box.
Are you sure this is a mime and not like a hobo?
It could be a hobo. It does look
be
like a hobo
from
box.
Wow Pussy House next door.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah.
Did you look at that yet?
That
Princess
house is
Wow Pussy?
What? Princess Wild Pussy?
Wow Pussy. The
wow,
house,
wow
the house
pussy.
Next door.
Oh, it says Wow Pussy
says,
on the
wow,
front. Yeah, it was
pussy.
Like, yeah, it really does. Did you hear about the guy that lived in the shed on the side of the house?
No.
So every time I take the trash out, I'm like creeped out that he's going to come out and be like, hey.
Wow.
I don't know what else he would say beyond hey.
Would he, like, put his hand on his hip and flip his hair over his shoulder?
He'd be, like, the fabulous...
Hey, big girl.
He'd be a fabulous version of Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Give me life advice on how not to end up in a metal shed in Arizona drinking Monster and surviving somehow.
I don't think he knows how not to end up in a metal shed in Arizona.
Bad advice.
Yeah.
Hobo fabulous Wilson.
Okay, first you drink a lot of Thunderbird, and then I don't know what happens after that, but then you wake up 2 years later in an alley in Hong Kong, and your fiancé is married to somebody else. And you totally watched every episode of Alias with me, Melissa. And you're staring at me.
Oh, sorry. I am so with you on
you
the
up,
digital packets needing to be picked up in Germany.
Digital packets. Oh, God. Emily, did we tell you about this episode of Alias where they're like, oh, his cell phone, it dropped the packets.
Yeah.
Sydney, go to Hong Kong and get the packets.
And then 2 hours later, they're in Australia wearing the same clothes. And they're like, okay, we got here in 3 hours.
And they have a device that, like, scans for the packets. Like, it can detect the packets that are on the hard drive. So in this room full of hard drives with this little device, and it starts beeping. And they're like, this is the hard drive that we need because it has the packets. We're sitting there going, this is not how anything works.
My favorite, though, is the, okay, I've got the satellite DNA on him now. I am
satellite DNA.
Yeah, I am zeroing in on his head. Okay, I am decoding his DNA. And yes, this is the person that we're looking for. He is in Iraq.
Yeah.
In the desert.
Alias is the best show.
He joined
show.
The military.
He joined the military. His name is Saddam.
Four years before the Iraq War started.
Yeah.
Dude
was
in Iraq.
He was being
proactive.
Yeah,
he's a psychic or something. It's like something's going to happen.
What were we talking about?
I asked what you guys had been playing.
Yeah, oh, shit. We did not even touch on that at all.
No, we started with Binding of Isaac.
Emily, what have you been playing?
I mean, we are probably all going to be like, oh my god, because I have been playing a shit ton of Skyrim still, but also the Humble Indie Bundle 5. Yeah, I'm kind of super addicted to the point where, I mean, other than going to work and working my guns and pumping my specs. My specifications are totally pumped. Other than that, like all of my waking moments, which is a lot of them, I'm playing video games. And I just recently started using my Steam account, which I've had for about a year. And I had a game and I had a friend.
You should friend me.
I should friend you. I like went nuts with it last week. Everybody that I talked to online, I was like, hey, what's your Steam account? Let's be friends. And they're like, you have one game, no avatar.
I've never even used Steam, so Steam's, I'm behind. I'm even further behind.
I think it's weird that there are a lot of people that are against things like social networking in terms of Facebook. Like, there are people that don't have Facebook or
but they
never
have
had
Steam.
MySpace, but they have a Steam account and they have a bunch of friends on it and they have groups
it's
in it.
It's the same thing.
That's the same, except you don't have to put a picture of yourself there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think it's really fun, though.
So, you're still playing Skyrim. I haven't
yet
dove in. We don't have to talk about it because I know everybody's talking about it.
I know, but...
And I've been, besides the indie bundle, the indie bumble humble, the doobadabadoo, I was playing a lot of Minecraft, which I know nobody wants to talk about.
I mean, we found on my multiplayer server that I play in, we found somebody found a fortress, which is like a new thing that put up that is basically super intricate, goes into all these crazy mines and caverns and stuff, but it starts out being a fortress that you find. So there was one night that we all logged in to defeat this fortress.
Did you do it?
I mean,
did you own it?
I'm still kind of salty because it was supposed to be at 9 o'clock central time. And I accidentally logged in. I logged in at like 8 o'clock Arizona time. So it was 7 o'clock
correct.
Central time.
Yeah.
But they were killing the Ender Dragon as I logged in.
Bastards.
I'm like,
you guys.
I got really mad.
That's super rude.
Yeah.
Especially, weren't you the one who got excited about killing the dragon and was like, hey, you guys, we should kill this dragon?
Well, I mean, when it first became, when the dragon
did you
first
enter
became
the dragon?
A thing, yeah, I entered it. It was so hot. But I mean, it probably also was that they figured that the people that were online were the people that were going to be online.
Oh, that's too bad, though.
I was like, next time, whatevs.
I'm going to make a really girly comment about Minecraft. Ooh. Did you notice that they have baby wild kitties now?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They're the cutest.
Yeah, they really
I have
are.
Killed probably about 5 by accident. I just turn around with my fishing rod, and it's like another one goes down. Oh. Another one bites the dust. But they're super cute.
Why are you a murderer?
Not on purpose.
Why are you?
I'm just a woman.
Why are you a manslaughterer?
Is Firdo watching you play this and just a single tear rolls down his cheek?
It's funny because Ferdinand, my kitty cat, he doesn't come over when the meowing is happening. You know how it's like, meow, meow, meow. He doesn't seem to register that, but when there are birds on the screen, he will jump up and like put his paws against the screen.
Wow.
And his eyes get really wide. And
so are there birds now in Minecraft?
Oh, no, sorry. Unlike something else that I'm playing. Yeah.
Like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, what was I playing with? Bastion. It was the flying.
Oh, man.
Which we can, maybe this is a good segue.
Okay, yeah, Bastion, yeah. What's up?
Bastion.
I'm on my third playthrough. I kind of stopped. I played it in one night and then went back the next day and played through it again to get more achievements because thanks, Steam, for making there be even more fucking achievements that I have to earn. That's great. Thank you for stealing more of my life away.
I have a lot to say about Bastion.
Bastion's great.
I'm really torn up because I loved it and hated it at the same time.
What did you hate about it?
I hated that I kept, and maybe it's because I'm not playing with a controller and I'm of the generation of control, well, not generation because there are people in my generation who grew up on the PC or whatever, but I grew up with controllers. I can do the WASD thing. I'm all fine with that. But with Bastion, you are constantly falling off the side. It's not clear where the boundaries are for some of the paths.
Yeah.
In one situation, it kept putting me back where there was no tile.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one where you're running and it's busting down behind you.
Yeah.
And you'll fall and then it'll bring you on a tile right as it's falling.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Fall over and over.
This is absolute bullshit.
I feel like they tried to compensate for that by, if that happens a certain amount of times, they will just put you at the end of that section so that you actually have a couple of seconds before you even see the dropping blocks on the screen.
That's what killed me, though, because they do that, but they do it in the proving grounds, too. So by putting you at the end of the section, then you miss all the targets.
Yeah.
Right. And that's another thing I don't understand. The cursor, I don't know if I'm just retarded, which is totally possible. I have problems with, like, multitasking or doing... But I play a lot of video games, so I can't have that big of a problem. But having to deal with the cursor, I just want to hit shit, right?
Yeah.
I want to look at shit with my character, and I want to hit it.
Yeah.
Or I want to shoot it. Or I want to axe it.
I played Bastion on console and on PC, and it's interesting because some of the weapons are a lot easier on either one. Like the Breaker's Bow challenge on PC is a joke, right? You just like stand there with the bow and you click and you do the power shot and you're like fine.
And you're killing, you're getting
totally.
But then the like trying to do the Fang Repeater, like a fully upgraded Fang Repeater on console is the best freaking thing ever because there's some crazy like auto targeting thing or something that happens, but you're just like holding the button down and everything is dying.
Yeah, no, that I ran into that on PC too.
Oh,
like,
really?
By the time I reached about halfway through on the I guess it's like Super Story Plus or whatever they call it, the second time you go through when you have all your upgrades and everything, I had a Fang Repeater and the Calamity Cannon, and I just was killing everything all the time.
Wow, I don't like the Calamity Cannon.
I can't get it so much.
Kill shit right.
I haven't gotten it yet. I've been falling off the side of the fucking pathway so much. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Fang and that, and figuring out how to aim and shoot, it's not clear to me sometimes because you have the arrows going one way and then you have the cursor in a different place and sometimes it turns red.
Are you doing the auto-targeting?
Is that with the shift key?
It's with the shift key.
That's bullshit. It's not working for me. Maybe it's because I have a Mac and it's like, fuck you, Mac.
I don't know. I mean... The only creature that I've had a problem killing with the Fang Repeater were those stupid fucking toad things that come out of nowhere, and you are like, they originally say, oh, you should find an enemy that shoots you so that you can get this guy's back to it.
Yeah.
So that the enemy will kill the enemy. Like, they have that in the loading screen that's a good tip. And I'm like, fuck you. No, that doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Because then that thing jumps on me and then I'm dead.
And then you're dead. It's done.
Yeah.
I would like to, after the show, actually, because I think it's here, right?
It is here.
Play it on console and see how different it is.
It exists here on console.
Because, I don't know, it's just, the cursor thing, is that an issue on the console as well? Having to both put the cursor somewhere and face your character in a certain way?
The way I remember playing it on console, you're just kind of turning yourself or something, which actually it made dealing with the bow really hard because you have to like point yourself in the proper direction.
Yeah.
But despite those things, I love the voiceover.
Yeah.
I love the graphics. I think they're gorgeous.
The art's awesome.
The sound is amazing.
Music's really great.
I like the feedback that I get, you know, playing and
A thing that I really enjoy about it is that every time you upgrade a weapon, you have a choice of two things.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that as well.
And I love that you can switch between them later if you change your mind.
You can just go back in and switch it up. And
that is one of my complaints, which is you have to go to some special arsenal or whatever to switch your weapons.
You can build one eventually. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
You can have
one
in the Bastion.
Well, no, I want to have one on my belt. Like, yeah. I want to be able to say, this isn't working, I'm going to switch to this other weapon.
That is kind of annoying to be in a situation.
Because then, even if you decide to go back to the Bastion, you have to start that entire area.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Kind of sucks, but I really, it's funny that, you know, I'm complaining so much about it because it really is frustrating falling off the side and losing health every time. But I'm still playing it. Like, I've been, you know, getting back into it every day because everything else is just so awesome.
I just really like the plot progression and everything with it. It's just like you can kind of see some of the twists and turns. Mm-hmm.
Can I actually risk getting some hate mail and say that I'm not in love with the story?
Go for it.
Are you gonna? You're not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna send
the...
you hate mail. No.
All right.
She'll just hate you right here.
My eye will twitch a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't. I know where your apartment complex is, but I don't know which apartment's yours.
Oh, hey.
I can just burn the whole thing down, though. Really.
That's true. Although
that's not a terrorist threat.
Does brick burn? I guess if it gets hot enough,
bread bake. Can you bake bread?
Is water wet?
What? Really?
Yeah. Can you bake bread?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yes. Oh, I'll put my psychologist voice on. Tell us more, Jenny.
How do you psychologist don't do that? That sounds a little like your phone sex.
Oh,
voice.
Sorry. Wrong one.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Oh, that was good. That was more stethoscope.
Stethoscope.
That was
so
pleasant.
What about the story? Here's another Socratic question. What about the story don't you like?
I've been thinking about what I don't like about it, and it just feels kind of impersonal. And I think that might be because it's all third-person narration. And
because
not,
you never went through a calamity
and
had to put the world back together piece by piece.
It does not speak to me.
You know what? Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to burn your apartment complex down. While you're sleeping one night, I'm going to put you on an island thousands of feet in the air.
With all these like dust people that I used to be friends with?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you're
going
to have
horrible.
To punch them in order to get other
statues?
Parts of the plot
Jesus.
Together.
Yeah,
that was really depressing. I tried, the second time I played it through, I tried to not punch any of them, but then I got to the
point. Oh, I thought
you
were supposed to punch them. Like, I'm so angry, you're dead.
You can, and then it'll explain, like, who they were. But this might even be a spoiler for you, Melissa, I don't know. But have you beaten the game yet?
No, not yet, but that's okay, spoiler away.
Towards the end of the game, you go into this like psychotic episode where you repeat a thing, and the only way it's you go into the saloon from the beginning where you jump out the window.
Yep.
But instead of jumping out the window, the way to progress the plot is you have to punch the bartender. You have to kill you have to destroy the bartender. Dust
I'm okay
sculpture.
With that.
That part was really awesome.
I really loved it. And
that was great.
I also really loved the part where you're finally like you're going after the. I forget their names. How did I play a game through twice? I forget the names of the
Ura?
The Ura, yeah. I knew it started with an oo.
Ooh.
Like the ood.
I'm good
from Doctor Who.
But yeah, like the part where you're finally progressing to the end and every couple of seconds it'll switch. Like you'll run up a thing and it'll switch to another thing and say it's like dusk of day 4.
Yeah.
And then you run up another thing and it'll say dawn of day 6. And I thought
And then you fall off the edge.
Hopefully by that point you don't understand how things
it's
work.
It's not me. It's like all of a sudden it will seem like there's a bush there, but there's not a bush there. And I'm flying through the air and then all of a sudden, pow.
There wasn't a bush there.
No.
I mean, I ran into the same thing with Psychonauts, though, that I would just falling off the edge. And
favorite game ever.
We're going to have to talk about Psychonauts in like a whole giant Psychonaut clump where we complain about the platforming and talk about how much we loved everything
fucking
else.
Fucking cameras.
Because that's, I'm sure, how it's going down.
Yeah, I'm pretty
so
sure.
So I beat the game probably before PlayStation 3 came out, so whenever that was. It was on...
The 70s.
Shut up. It was on
the 40s.
PlayStation 2. And now I'm playing it through again, but this time on the Mac with a controller attached.
I've been switching back and forth between... I actually got Zach to lend me his little I mean, it doesn't even have a joystick or anything. It's just got the D-pad and the button.
But still, yeah. there's
but
something.
It's better than nothing.
I like, agree.
There were certain parts that I just could not get past
without it.
Because you
can't see things. Yeah. You can't. It's hard to navigate the camera and then the actual movement, yeah. I feel like, if you're just using the keyboard.
Yeah. I tried playing it on console, and I guess I didn't, like, stick through the hard bits on console, but I feel like playing it with WASD and the mouse, I am a lot less likely to be stuck in a ditch that I have no idea how to get out of.
Really?
Than I was before.
That's
yeah.
fascinating. Because I actually tried to play it with the keyboard and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I plugged my controller in
and it was
like, oh, great. Yeah. I can actually look around. I can move.
Although you also, that was how you first played it.
Exactly.
Right? That's how you learned.
That
I mean,
is.
I had only, I think, my sister rented it or something when it first came out, and that was the only taste of it I had before I started playing it on the PC.
Yeah.
Like our PS2 version, I was barely allowed to touch. So, I tried to get used to, you know, WASD and trying to figure out how, like, and I'm also, I still get fucked up with, like, the Y-axis. If
yes.
it's not
yeah.
what I want it to be.
Yes.
Or even if it's just, like, not as sensitive as I want it to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because I've been spoiled by playing games like Skyrim and Fallout, and
mm-hmm.
it's just so easy and so, I don't even know the word.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're playing those on PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I originally played Fallout 3 on a PS3.
Okay.
And then I played it through again
mm-hmm.
on PC to get me ready for New Vegas. But anyway, yeah, so I ended up, like, especially during the Napoleon quest.
Oh,
thing,
yeah.
I needed
that
fucking controller.
Yeah.
Is
that the one with the chess?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, sort of chess. It's like,
which I love that was a hex grid.
Yeah.
That was like the best detail. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, somebody at Double Fine is a nerdy war gamer.
And it just, that even if it was just like trying to raise up on a quirk to make the world smaller,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
like I just,
yeah.
fucking,
that was annoying for a thing that you have to do like 80
yeah.
times during that.
Yeah,
whole,
like why would they make it so
yeah.
hard? Because then if you miss that jump by the slightest
mm-hmm.
little bit, it'll just have you grinding.
Yeah,
on
you're
the
grinding
fucking,
on the fountain.
Ah,
and you're like,
God,
stop grinding on. I just want to
it.
Get up the thing before the bubbles stop, and the bubbles stop way more quickly than
yeah.
they need to.
Yeah.
That's like the theme of every level is
I know.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does everything depend on that one jump in that one place
stopped,
at that one time?
Yeah.
I stopped playing that game when Zach was home because he just
yeah.
kept being like, no, seriously, you are stressing me out. I'm like,
he would say
I'm
that.
Stressed out. God.
So I have a question for you, a platforming related question.
Okay.
Because I was playing some Psychonauts and sitting there going like, suck a fuck, cock, whore, shit, bastard, the entire time.
So this was one of the good sessions?
This was one of the good sessions.
You're actually making progress?
Yes, I was making some progress. And then I was playing Super Meat Boy, you know, over at your house with your controller, which was awesome. And
yay.
Just, you know, running directly into those saw blades and be like, haha, I hit the saw
yeah,
blade again.
I know.
It's like, wee, like time 80. This is so much fun. What is it the 3D, 2D thing? Is it this directly starting over? Why is dying in
question.
Super Meat Boy over and over and over fun? And Psychonauts, like, even the first time you miss that jump somewhere in the sequence, you're just pissed off.
I feel like it's because, and I only played, I think, the first 15 levels of Super Meat Boy, but I didn't seem to run into a problem where you run out of lives and have to start the whole fucking thing over again.
Just anticipation
yeah,
of that.
And like, just knowing every time you fall off that ledge five times, you die and you
uh-huh.
lose a life. And if you lose all your lives, you get kicked out. You just get, they kick you the fuck out. And
yeah.
you're,
God. I really do love the 2D sort of just you're going
yeah.
one way, one direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to jump over things and you're either going to make it or you're not going to make it and try it again.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to navigate so much in the 3D world.
Yeah, I was noticing
that. Maybe
that.
It's slower even if you're
yeah.
jumping over the same hole you would be jumping
yeah.
over in a 2D version. It's a different experience because
yeah.
you have to like
just the act of having to
place
tilt
yourself.
Camera. Yeah.
Yeah. And hitting things at certain angles.
Like, mm-hmm.
Especially with Psychonauts, like
yeah
you, there are some things that you can levitate and bounce to
mm-hmm.
that you can do it regularly and double jump and have a lot more control if you aim for a specific part of the edge. So, like, and I kind of hate levitating because it's just so erratic. And
speaking of levitation, did you guys find that it was not as annoying to use levitation anywhere else in the game as in the level where they're training you to use fucking levitation?
Yeah, I think that's this for stupid a purpose.
Dance party. God
to
damn
make
it.
This thing really awful. Oh, did you guys? I bet Melissa did. I think we talked about this. Emily, did you find her secret room?
No, but you posted it on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
it was
and
terrifying.
How it was super depressing, and they ended up taking it out of the game or something.
Yeah, I think Becca mentioned that they were going to make that her boss fight. Did you? Do you want spoiled on that? Should I talk about that?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Yeah. Let's spoil it because I'm probably never going back to that level because fuck that level. Yeah.
Okay. If you do not want to be spoiled about Mia Votella's nightmare room, please turn your volume down. Now. Ding.
Okay. So you go in this room. I was just getting some figments. That's all I was doing. I was getting some figments.
Minding your own business.
Just minding my own business. Just like there's a figment over there. I'm gonna go pick that baby up. And you go and she's, oh, you don't want to go in that room, darling. That room is no fun. And you go in and there's like her vault. Her second vault, and it's all about how she used to be in charge of this orphanage, and there are like happy shots of her like playing the piano and the kids are all singing and she's like tucking them in at night or whatever, and just these happy kid shots, and then the orphanage fucking burns down.
Yeah. What the
and all the
fuck?
Kids die. And then there's this
and then
there's this chest, right? And you go up to it and she's like, oh, and you definitely don't want to go in there. And you open it and it takes you into this room where you're just like in the middle of this big circular room with this gate around it, and these like flaming apparitions are going like, why did you let us die?
Oh my God.
It's fucking terrifying. And then the rest of her room is this like mod Brazilian dance party. And we're in happy, happy, fun, fun, fun. We're dancing. And she's like, ha ha. Yeah. It was super traumatic.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
There are dead children inside
it. It is pretty traumatic.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to take their brains, but it's another.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there was this freaking news story that totally reminded me of Psychonauts, and I felt like an asshole. Yeah.
What story was it?
A couple years ago, there was this little boy that was born without a brain. He only had a brain stem, and he just turned two. And they told his parents when he was born, or his mom. I don't know where his dad was during this, but they told his mom when he was born that he was only going to have a couple months to live, and he just turned two.
And he only has a brain stem?
And he only has a brain stem. Like,
wow.
He's blind, he's deaf, he can't hold up his own head or anything, but, like, I was like, that's actually the more realistic version of Psychonauts, because they steal they steal their brains and they go and watch TV.
I was so glad that they did not do anything realistic with the brain stealing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hacky sack.
Why did he say that?
Because hacky sack is what you do when you don't have a brain.
Hey, fuck you. I used to hacky sack.
Fucking hippie.
Whatever. It was fun.
But speaking of the like 2D, 3D distinction, mm-hmm. I wonder if we did sort of like a survey or something. I'm going to get geeky for a second.
Ooh.
But the whole hormonal thing, right? So like women naturally have less developed spatial ability than men do.
Right.
And so when we're playing Psychonauts, when we're menstruating, we might be better than when we're ovulating.
Huh.
Yeah.
So when our estrogen is really low, we'll be better at Psychonauts is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I think we should do a study.
We should do a study.
But even just looking at like 3D games,
mm-hmm.
And whether they're harder for men or women.
Yeah. Is it? So do you think it is across the board 3D? Because I remember enjoying the crap out of Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe there was less difficult platforming
than that,
and more just like running around.
It really was different.
That were very, like, you have to have a lot of hand controller eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's even the right term.
Hand controller.
Hand controller coordination. in order to do, like, just to get certain stars or to get 100% on a level, you, like, had to jump to a certain thing at a certain time. And then,
yeah,
I don't know, but wow.
I don't think it's exactly the same, right? Because you don't feel like you're in the world.
Yeah. I guess. Do you?
Did you? I didn't.
I don't know. I mean, everything was so low poly.
That's what I mean. Like, it was just not even a thing because it was so
So you didn't have delusions that you were Mario?
Not that I have, like, delusions that I am Raz.
yeah, you do. you're totally Raz. So did you guys only play Super Mario 64 on the 64?
Yeah,
yes.
Actually.
Because they had a DS version that came out a few years ago.
Oh, did you
How
play
was that?
Yeah. It had more mini games, which was cool.
I like the mini
games. The mini games were a lot of fun.
Is that a girl thing to say?
Yes.
I like the mini games.
Made that game better.
Yeah. oh my God, look at these mini games.
Dude, that was
I'm
going to
play them.
That was a really good LSP voice.
Well done.
But I don't know, like, I beat the game 100% on the N64 and then years later on the DS, and it was just easier on the 64, and I don't know if that was because with the DS you have stuff going on both screens at the same time.
Yeah, the two screen thing always fucks me up.
I would just poke stuff on the upper screen. Like, go there, do that. Oh, wait, no, that's not working.
That's like, I just started, like, tapping my computer, my, like, desk computer, because I've been using my iPad. Yeah, I've been using my iPad 3.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Too much. Yeah.
Do you say computer when you do it? Computer, computer, open this file.
No, but I'm gonna start doing that.
You should.
Yeah. So Psychonauts. So you guys are pretty far ahead now. You're at the asylum.
Yeah, we're at the asylum.
Both of you.
And I skipped over. I got to the boss fight in Gloria's mind, and then I died 4 times.
Wait till you
that
get to the meat circus.
Rough. Yeah, everyone keeps telling me to save my hate for
the
meat
my
circus.
God.
I don't think I can save my hate. It's just an ever-flowing.
I actually put it down for a year and was like, fuck you, Double Fine. And then I was like, and then I went back to it and I beat it. And I was like, I love you, Double Fine.
So I skipped the boss fight of Gloria's mind. And then I did the Napoleon thing, obviously, because I was just talking about it. And then I started the Matador. I don't even know what that guy's name is.
Edgar.
Edgar. Edgar's
Edgar.
Crazy bull dream.
Not and Edgar TV. It does not matter.
I want to kill that bull so bad.
That guy is such a dick.
Like, I just want to kill that bull so bad.
Yeah.
Isn't that the place where you needed to get something before you could actually beat the boss?
Yeah. Actually... Yeah, I remember being angry about that.
I just
some
like,
days ago.
I thought I found a trick, right? Because I was working on it and just kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back by this goddamn bull. Mm. And then I found out if you levitate and you leap at just the right moment,
of course,
over the bull.
It's always at the just the right moment.
It worked twice. And every other time was like, oh no, and getting pushed back more. Oh, speaking of which, I started playing Psychonauts, and the first time I played, I was too young to notice, and this wasn't a thing then. The second time, I was like, the voice of Raz is so familiar.
Yes.
So familiar.
Oh, who's
so
Raz?
Familiar.
Who is it?
Who's Raz?
The guy who voiced Invader Zim.
Oh!
I know, right?
I actually knew that, and I forgot it.
I was like, that guy is so familiar.
Yes.
And he was,
Thank you.
I can tell you he was a cartoon character on Nickelodeon, and beyond that, I don't fucking know.
That is so, oh, you don't know Invader Zim?
I've seen every episode of Invader Zim.
Oh, I was
going
to say, that's got to be.
Jonan Vasquez.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just...
It's funny that you say that because I had known that and forgotten it, and since I've been playing it again, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, who is Raz? I feel like I used to know who this
was. I was like halfway through the cutscene at the very beginning, and I was like, who the fuck voiced this? I know this voice. And it turned out, and Zach looked it up online and was like, oh, it's this guy. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, oh, he was a voice in this, he was in this. Oh, I was like, what? He's like, he was the voice of Invader Zim, and I'm like, oh. Cool story, bro.
So, can I bitch?
Yeah, about Psychonauts?
About Psychonauts? About the part in the
Just
Black Velvet
Utopia? Just bitch about anything. This is the bitches show.
Oh, all right.
We do this.
Sweet. Okay, Riff and I actually got in an argument about this, because there's this part where you finally get to talk to the Matador, right? And NPC dude is like, he's upstairs in his apartment, but there's also, NPC dude doesn't say this, I'm saying this now. This is how I differentiate reality and fiction. I'm me, that guy is an NPC. Anyway, there's a door.
Do you do that at the grocery store?
Differentiate reality and fiction?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, go on.
Soylent Green may or may not actually be people.
That's what it says right on the label for Soylent Green.
May or may not be people.
We have no idea. So you can go upstairs and talk to the Matador, or you can go through the door and do the last bullfight.
And why would you go upstairs to talk to the Matador when you could just end this shit right now?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I would like to go do the last wrestler fight, get my last card for the dude, and then, like, get
the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, and get the warp thing back in case they make me do all that irritating jumping again. Because I don't want to do all that irritating jumping again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll just go through here. So I go through there, and it's this guy who's like talking about how Coach says I got mental toughness. And you can't confuse me. So I'm like, what have I got in my arsenal? I'm trying everything. I'm trying the TK. I'm trying the pyro. I'm just everything that I have, I'm throwing at him, and nothing's working. So I'm like, okay, Bacon, Ford. I need an analysis on a hostile, which I love Ford so much.
I have yet
so
to
great.
Use him. I've never used my Bacon. Anyway, continue.
Your Bacon's useful just for getting back to places, especially from the asylum.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also kind of cheating.
I'm teasing.
I'm being Kevin. I've got a sweatshirt on.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you're totally
okay.
Kevin.
Well, if you want to do, 100% completion. Okay.
I should probably not be talking then if we're doing the boyfriends.
Because
I should be on this iPad.
Hey, guys, I just farted like 30 times.
I know. I can smell that shit.
I ate a bunch of beans. I didn't really fart 30 times. Yeah. I'm just trying to channel Zach.
Yep.
My van's in pieces. Okay.
How do you channel OCD over the radio?
I don't know.
That's my job.
You should be sitting here rearranging something, I feel like. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. That postcard behind you is not hanging straight at all.
Yeah.
There you go.
Done.
It's hanging even less straight now. You just anti-fix that shit.
Oh, no.
So Ford tells me that I could use a confusion grenade. And I'm like, what the fuck is a confusion grenade? I'm on...
You should have talked to the Matador.
I guess so. And I'm
Guys,
on the
these
IM.
Are spoilers for me. But continue.
Oh, sorry.
I don't care. No, I don't have to add... I don't have to use my bacon.
I thought you
bacon.
Were at the asylum.
No, I'm in the... grounds of the asylum. I don't know words.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
There's a part later where you're like in asylum-y. I guess it's all the asylum. So yeah.
Whatevs. Who cares? I don't care.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me not use the bacon.
Right?
Are you using the bacon or are
I have
not,
not
using
used the bacon yet.
Okay. Are you going to use the bacon?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not now.
She
not
doesn't now. Have to because she knows to go to the Matador.
That's true. But That's it's still true. Really useful for if you want to turn in side cards. Or something, or cobwebs.
Oh, shit.
Right,
or
just to get out
someplace.
No, but I like, I like Linda. I like
that's
getting
true.
A ride with
Linda's
Linda.
Pretty great.
I love Linda.
Linda's awesome. So.
Linda. Have you seen that Japanese movie?
I was just thinking about my dad's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no. There's this Japanese movie about this girl band that plays a song, Linda. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Huh. Did my dad write it? About
no, but it's like all cute Japanese girls singing rock songs and giggling. It's pretty awesome.
That sounds pretty great.
I don't know. Have you guys heard this song? I think they're either Japanese or Korean. I feel like a racist that I can't tell the difference between Japanese people and Korean people.
I used to feel like that, but I can't tell the difference between German and French people.
I can because I'm German and French. So I'm like, oh, they have to look like me to be German and French. I don't know. Anyway.
If they look like my left half, they're German.
If they're assholes, they're French.
If their asshole is bleached, they're Norwegian.
I forget what I was going
to say. Yeah, talking about some Japanese
J-pop. Yeah. So there's this video that I should not like at all ever. I mean, I like normal people music that isn't super annoying, but this is so catchy.
What's the video?
It's I don't even remember what it's called, but it starts out in English, mm-hmm. and then they switch. I think it's Japanese. I'm pretty sure it's Japanese.
Are they turning Japanese?
Racist. No.
Do you really think so?
I don't. I think they've been Japanese their whole lives. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not playing along with that joke.
Oh, it's our only joke.
I think Japanese people can turn American, but
what?
Yeah. Did you not hear about the surgery they've been getting to get their eyes rounder?
Oh, I have heard about that.
I have.
And also, in Japan now.
Eyelid curler things or whatever. Yeah.
Wait. What? Yeah.
Girls have been doing that in Japan now.
Doing what? Wait.
They've been getting surgery to cut their eyelids so that their eyes are rounder, so that they look more American.
That's awful.
It's disturbing.
So, anyway, this video. Sorry.
Good times, guys.
I still have to finish my Psychonauts thing once we're done.
Oh, shit,
here.
Dude.
We're just getting recursive.
We have really bad ADD.
Like, all of us.
But, okay, so the chorus, and this is it. I'm just going to end after this. It just goes, gee, 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 baby, 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 gee, 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 baby, baby, baby. That's the chorus. And it's like so, it gets in your head and it's so catchy.
We'll have to look that up.
Continue your Psychonauts.
Okay. So I'm on the IM with Riff. I'm like, what the fuck is a confusion grenade? Do I have those? Is that a TK thing? Are they like in the environment somewhere? Do I have to pick them up?
So you called in for help, basically.
Well,
even beyond the bacon.
You phoned a friend.
It wasn't for help. I was just...
You know I'm giving you shit, right?
Yeah, I know you're giving me shit.
Friend to friend. Cheater.
But continue with your story because this is where it gets good.
It's going to get good? That's surprising.
Sorry. So you were. Wow. So you asked Riff about the confusion
grenade. Yeah, what the fuck
grenade?
Is a confusion grenade? And he was like, oh, that's a totally different ability. You should have that already. You get that somewhere in the main storyline, I think, by talking to the Matador. And I'm like, I chose not to talk to the Matador because I thought that was an option they were giving me.
We punish free will in Psychonauts.
Right?
You do not have a choice.
Yeah, I thought that I had a choice. So I went in and his response was, oh, so it's not the end boss? It's just a wrestler? Well, that's not so bad then. And I said, I would have preferred if they had locked me out of going in there until I talked to the Matador, because now I have to sit there and lose this fight, and I don't like losing. And they're going to maybe make me do this jumping stuff again, and it turned out not to be such a big deal. Like, I just lost, and it kicked me out, but I was still, you know, upset about that. And his response was, welcome to video games.
Oh.
I was like, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
Wow. Yeah.
Psychonauts, god damn it.
Psycho boyfriend.
It's simultaneously the best and worst game I've played all
year. Yeah.
I don't know, Skyrim. I keep trying to not talk about Skyrim, and I'm like, man. I have one thing to say about Skyrim.
Okay.
Okay. This is it.
Okay.
When there is a fucking frost dragon coming towards me, and then there are also, like, 40 bad guys... And instead of trying to kill the fucking dragon, which is everyone's enemy, they come after me. And yet a fucking snow lion or whatever the goddamn fuck comes up and starts attacking the dragon instead of me. Why do humans have less of a, this guy's actually dangerous?
Right, right.
Like, I was just trying to walk by and this dragon came and then everybody... and everybody was attacking me. Like, this dragon is fucking freezing me so that I can barely move, and you guys are still shooting me with arrows? Really?
It's not very authentic.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the entire premise of this game is that dragons are attacking the land. And you live on the land. And fuck you. Like, Stop it. So I have to go around attacking these guys because they have less HP and then go around and attack the dragon if I have enough food and potions to keep me alive that long. Who even knows? But then again, now I'm a cannibal, so fuck you all. Thank you for shooting me.
That's all I have to say about Skyrim. I'm glad this story had a happy ending.
No, it doesn't. I eat everyone. I'm also a werewolf and I kill dragons.
You heard it here first.
I love Psychonauts. That's my sort of summary comment.
It makes me really angry, but that does not make it not the best game.
The writing is good.
The writing is so good. The voice acting is so good.
The art is amazing. Even the 3D platforming, especially given it was like, wasn't it like the first of its kind?
It was like 98
or one of the earlier.
I feel like that video game came out.
Maybe not first of its kind, but.
I feel like that video game came out around the same time as Spyro. I could be wrong. Like the first Spyro. Like late 90s. Like
we're all shaking. Jenny and I are shaking our heads.
Yeah. I don't know.
How you doing, buddy? You Mime still in the box? Dead.
I think we should take a break.
Sounds good.
Should we take a break?
Because we've been talking for 50 minutes, guys.
Oh, man. What?
Yeah. We're ballers.
And we're back.
Are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
From outer space.
That was outer space.
That was outer space.
We just entered the Perfect Strangers video game world.
Yeah. That was very exciting. Melissa and I just learned that the Perfect Strangers game exists.
Yes.
And is awesome.
You know what? You guys should stalk me on Facebook because I posted that to Facebook a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing.
I don't listen to anything that you say on social media.
Right. Social media is dumb anyway.
Yeah.
Steam.
What else? What were the other like eight things we were going to talk about?
Well,
when we got
the rest of the indie bundle, the humble indie bundle.
Humble indie bundle.
So we talked about Bastion and Psychonauts.
How about Amnesia? Let's talk about that fucking heart attack in a game.
I only played it for like 20 minutes with the lights on and like disco in the background because with Jenny over my shoulder telling jokes because that was the only way I could get through it.
See,
it's terrifying.
It is really terrifying. I tried to do the entire immersive gameplay.
You
where
did
you turn
you?
The lights off.
No.
Oh my god.
When my cat jumped onto my lap, I almost killed it.
Ada.
I didn't almost kill her, but she jumped up onto my lap and I was like, holy shit, yeah, I totally forgot that I wasn't by myself in this giant crazy castle with all these spirits and losing my sanity slowly. Because
so
I'm losing my sanity
that's
in real
what's
life.
Happening, isn't it? Like, as you are going where it just gets kind of wavy and then you like fall to the ground and then you get up again.
I feel like that is as far as I've gotten, they haven't really explained that to you, but I feel like that is somebody drugged you or something happened where
I hate the like it sounds like somebody's like skittering around behind you. Oh, there was one room where I went in and there were maggots all over the floor. Okay, thank you. Because I turned around, I started screaming and Jenny ran over and I'm like, look at the floor. And she's like, there's nothing there in the video game. And then the maggots were gone. And I was like, I swear to God, there were maggots.
That game is so good at having something there and then as soon as you wait like 2 seconds it's not there anymore. So you're like, did I actually really see that?
Yeah.
Or did I not? Like, I could have sworn that I saw a fucking suit of armor move and then it didn't ever move again. Like, it just stood there for 2 minutes staring at it and it didn't move again.
So what I gathered from just the little that I've played, the premise is that you're in this big old house.
It's like a castle.
And you're kind of wandering around trying to figure out what's going on because you don't remember anything and you're finding notes that you've written to yourself. And one of your, it seems like one of the goals or objectives is to find this guy and kill him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love the art, the music, and the sounds. The breathing alone freaks me out.
Super creepy.
And it's one of those games where, because like, I'm the type of person that I need to explore every area.
Yes,
like, I'm
ditto.
Just a total completionist. I need to at least enter every room. And Amnesia is, you don't get any weapons ever, and you have nothing to defend yourself. All you have
books.
Is like...
I've been throwing the books at
you
random things.
You have books and you have tinder boxes to light so that you don't go completely insane. But I'm kind of curious, like, I have never actually gone insane in that game yet, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of curious as to what happens. Like, do you just automatically start seeing things leap out at you and then they kill you? Or, like, what happens when you...
I don't know. I did feel like I was way more drunk feeling, because that's really what it is when you start, it gets all wavy. It's yeah. kind of like being super drunk.
It's kind of like you're
drunk.
Super drunk and you can't stand.
And yeah. when I wasn't using the Tinder boxes, I was experiencing that more often.
Oh, you know what? That might be a thing. That might be... But I don't know, because like I kept opening my inventory to check on my vitals. And my
oh, there are vitals?
Yeah. You can check to see how healthy you are.
Does it say like 60% insane or
no,
something?
It has a picture of your heart, I think. And then that's like how healthy you are.
How does it know what my heart looks like?
And I don't know. Well, it also has a picture of your brain, which is supposed to signify your sanity. And even at the very beginning of the game, I know because I looked, at the very beginning of the game, you have a slight headache.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. And then that gets like worse and
worse.
And
you just tab into that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I forget what exactly you have to push on your keyboard, but mm-hmm. There is a way to open that up, and it mm-hmm. just says everything you've picked up thus far, which, you know, kind of mad that there are no weapons, because even if it was just they give you a wooden sword that you could swing at things, that doesn't even hurt them at all. Like, that would be a little better than just completely...
You found a Q-tip.
Yeah,
I kind of like it, though, because you could be stuck in this situation where you don't have a weapon and...
So Melissa throws books.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, at the same time, I play games to escape yeah. that feeling. Yeah. And so yeah. being put in a situation where I'm super stressed out and don't feel like I have the tools I need to defend myself... Not yeah. the best time, but yeah, a really great game.
I mean, I really wanna finish it. I feel like I played it for half an hour, and I really just want to get it done and know what happens at the end and what I've done and.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like I just.
I can't play it at night. It's just not gonna happen.
I mean, I was home alone with no lights on.
I had to play Limbo. With Kevin,
Limbo
there.
Was fun.
Yeah. We played that before it was part of the indie bundle, mm-hmm. because a friend of ours had recommended it. I have very severe arachnophobia. That
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah. And I did what you did with Amnesia. Like we would shut off the lights. There would be no other sounds in the house, and we just played. Like I would play, and Kevin would sit next to me, and then I would like. Freak out when a spider. I
kind of rage quit at the. I didn't really rage quit. I just decided, okay, I've kind of had enough of this at the part after you get wrapped in the cobweb,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to go onto the big boulder, and there's a spider chasing you. So you can't go too fast and fall off the boulder, but mm-hmm. you can't go too slow and have the spider catch you again, and all you can do is hop.
Yeah.
Because you're wrapped in a cocoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should go back because you'll get through that.
I know.
And
it's like, it's such an easy part. I feel like if I just, you know,
yeah, exactly.
one less time or one more time, I'll get there. But it just, I was like,
it's a really beautiful game.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's amazing. I love the layering that they do and
yes.
how everything kind of fades into mist. And
mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. I found the end very anticlimactic. So if you don't finish it, don't beat yourself up because it's just kind of...
So is there no big... I didn't finish it. Is there no, like, explanation of why you're in this super
nope.
hostile environment?
No.
That sucks.
No.
I was hoping you'd get to the end and there would be some kind of revelation about what...
Maybe there was and I didn't understand it, but from what I remember, it was just sort of you kind of... There might have been a girl, but you, like, float to the other side, again, with the air quotes, which is unhelpful on a podcast.
It really
but,
is.
Quote,
we've actually,
other side,
everything
end
we've
quote.
Been saying, every other word has been ironic.
And the other
end
half
quote.
Is sarcastic.
Yes.
We're just really pillow fighting.
We are really pillow fighting. I am super into this sleepover that we're having right now.
Limbo was, I really liked that though. It's quicker than you think it's going to be, and the puzzles are smart.
Yeah.
The puzzles are smart.
I
Sorry. You go. You probably have something relevant to say.
No, it's only semi-relevant. It was just that I really liked the satisfaction of trying over and over again to do something in that game and then finally getting it.
Yeah, figuring out, this is what I need to do.
It's so much easier than I thought it would be. Like, I was trying to build up enough momentum to get across this thing, but it turns out I need to drag that instead of pull it.
And yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... It's really satisfying.
The puzzles are like, very
satisfying.
Those puzzles
are really well done.
Puzzle games like that.
Yeah. It's really satisfying.
Yeah.
So they've added a bunch of stuff to the bundle.
They have added a bunch of stuff to the bundle.
Since the guys talked about it. They Sword and Sorcery part of the
one. Yeah. I'm sad that you guys didn't get very far into that. I played it on iPad all the way through, and I really love that game.
Maybe that makes the difference, because on the computer it was just sort of like... Well, I didn't see the instructions, and when I asked Kevin about it, he was like, they don't tell you what to do, which is a lie. They tell you to tip-tap.
Tip-tap.
Which means to click, but I missed it. It, like, faded before I could see it because I'm super ADD. And if he just said, you know, use your mouse or, you know.
I have it. I got it for the soundtrack, so I have it on PC.
Jim Guthrie.
So good. So good, such good music in that game. And the art is gorgeous, and the combination of the art and the music is really beautiful. And then they're like touching on some archetypes that is like actually, I don't know, it kind of hits you in like the mystery spot of your brain. Huh. But then also the writing is hilarious. Because so they're doing this super serious, like kind of faux serious archetypal thing with it. But then the writing is just like, you got the Megatome or whatever, and you are super cool.
I started playing it on iPad a bit of time ago. I would say like maybe last summer. Was it out last summer?
I think it was out last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I got an actual Steam account that I... Well, it's the same one, but I actually use it now. I tried it again, and I got to about the same part. And then I was like, I can't figure it out on my own. Mm. And I spent a bunch of time on it, and I got stuck here last time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look it up online. Like, I really, really hate looking stuff up on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it just takes so much away from actually enjoying a game.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
You know that, 'cause once you know that, things are like all the solutions are available online. Mm-hmm. You're putting zero thought into something that actually took the people that made it a lot of time to design something.
Your patience level just tanks once you pop your walkthrough cherry.
Yeah,
I didn't dislike it. I just haven't played enough of it yet.
Yeah,
I was when I wasn't sure what was going on. I was like, well, I'm gonna do the whole lone survivor thing because clearly I don't want to be eaten by monsters, and so I kind of know what the aim is there.
I almost feel like I should recommend that you play Sword and Sorcery on the iPad.
Mm.
I don't know how it is on the PC, but it just on the iPad, there are like bits, you know, it was like designed for the iPad because like the touching.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There are parts where you turn your iPad sideways.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. And it just.
Can
it
I play it on
like
your iPad?
You're moving to Chicago.
Oh, but I can play it. It's like 15 to 30
minutes. You have your own iPad.
Oh, the first episode is 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh,
depending
a joke.
Depending on how you play it, because there's some stuff that you can do one way or another way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it the one way, it doesn't take very long at all.
I see.
If you do it the right way, it, I think, takes a full lunar month.
Kevin has it on his phone, and he refused to let me play because he has it in his... quote unquote completed folder.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
He would have to uncomplete it and then give it to me to play, and he's unlocked all this stuff that he doesn't want to lose. And on the one hand, obviously as a gamer I appreciate that. But on the other hand. Yeah, exactly. It's like get over yourself, only child. I love him.
Share with me, damn it.
What did they add to the
added
bundle?
Braid,
Super Meat Boy,
Lone Survivor. I only played a tiny bit of Lone Survivor.
I didn't play any of it.
Oh, the art is really nice. Really nice on that game.
Yeah, they use very little.
Yeah, it's very pixely, but then it's like they've got a filter over it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just super nice looking.
It gets sophisticated at parts, and you're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. And the environment is very much in the vein of Amnesia in the sense that you are alone in the mm-hmm. world and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on yeah. and what your objective is and
yeah.
how to get through the world. And there are these, it's basically like 28 days later or something.
Yeah. There are these creepy zombie-like things. Yeah.
creepy things which end up creepy eating you shit. And then turning you into them, and you have to avoid that.
Yeah.
And it's like a text. It's set up like a text adventure.
Yeah,
too.
There's a lot of picking stuff up and using stuff from your inventory.
Mm-hmm. You should check it out.
You should check it
I'm
out.
I'm going to. I just didn't have
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I meant to actually wake up super early today and get done everything that I should have, including the
sleep is more important
assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the fact that I was up until like 4 a.m. watching. The hell did I start watching? Oh, the Whitest Kids You Know. The only season that I don't own of The Whitest Kids You Know is on Netflix now.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I've Woo-hoo. Been watching that. Yay. I'm pretty excited. But, Yay. Yeah, instead of waking up early to play video games, I stayed up late to watch a show. And
fucking lazy.
Yeah, and then I got up and went to the gym for 2 hours. I'm oh. so yeah. lazy.
You
fuck.
Went, oh, you went to the gym for 2 hours instead yeah. of playing your video games?
While,
no, what's wrong?
While Emily, priorities?
While Emily was at the gym, we were playing video games and eating cookies, cheesecake, fuck you guys,
and frozen yogurt.
I'm so
yeah.
jealous.
Yeah.
So Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy, fun!
I mean, I was probably partial to it because we went to see Indie Game the movie, and the heart and soul like that they put into the game. And the best part of that movie, I think, was the filmmakers saying how they were most surprised that they would show their film and people would say, they would raise their hand and they would say, wow, so this is like saying that like video games are like art. And it yeah. was like, so that's a revelation to some people. But
wait, people actually pour their soul into something?
But you can make so much more money making shitty Facebook social games.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
We need more Farmville and Angry Birds, guys.
Yes.
I love the feel of Super Meat Boy yeah. and the controls, and it just reminds me of the days of staying up till 3 a.m. when I was like 10 and playing Super Mario Brothers or yeah. something. Or not Super. Or
just Mario Brothers.
Just Mario Brothers, I guess.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sorry.
I love the entire premise of that game. The art is amazing.
Yeah.
I really love Bandage Girl. It's so cute. It's like yeah. I would have those stuffed animals if yeah. they existed.
Oh, someone needs to make those.
Hey, guys that make Super Meat Boy, yes. make fucking stuffed animals. I'll buy like 30 of each of them.
Yes.
I really want a little fetus.
Oh, that could happen, Emily.
No, not a real one. Oh God, that's disturbing.
If you have a fetus, you have to put it in a jar and put a little monocle on it.
I know.
You have to promise.
Somebody make me a fetus.
Okay.
Who's good at sewing? Are you good at sewing?
No. Oh God, no.
All we need is some felt and someone that knows how to sew.
I think it's up to Zach to make you a fetus.
Maybe his mom can. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm just going to call you out right now, Kathy.
Yeah.
I want a fetus in a jar with a monocle.
Can I just say Control, Super Meat Boy, super tight, super awesome?
As the using the controller.
And there's, on the controller.
Keyboard
was rough.
Keyboard was not that... I felt like it was kind of intuitive with
a keyboard. I couldn't even get up the first thing on the
really?
First level with the keyboard. I was like just switching between the left and the right key hurt my brain pain.
I thought it was super intuitive. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fucking weirdo. I'm so desensitized.
Maybe you're a savant. Maybe I'm just bad at video games.
Can we talk about a game that sucks?
You're good at video games.
Can we talk about
about a game that sucks. What's the game that
you
sucks?
You guys might kick my ass for this. I don't know.
What?
Glitch.
What?
I haven't played Glitch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Can tell us why it sucks.
The world is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they have built something that is very social. And they're cute little things about it. Like, for instance, one of my friends has a 6-year-old daughter, and they can play together. It's like an online browser-based type thing, and it's super cute. But there's absolutely no plot, and there's no like, there's nothing really going on. There's like apparently one enemy.
Wow!
So it's like our assignment.
Do we want to talk about our assignment now?
Let's talk about our assignment.
All right.
Okay. What a strawberry?
Strawberry shortcake musical matchups.
Right. Yes. Well, you should say that in stethoscope voice.
Okay. Strawberry shortcake musical matchups. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
It's not mashups because they didn't exist in 1983.
They didn't.
It's matchups. Yeah,
but it is sort of a mashup because you have to pair. Okay, so the way that this assignment came about is that Kevin is reading, what is that book called? It's basically about the earliest video game. It's about, not the earliest, but it's about Atari video games. Mm-hmm. And it mentions it as a great game for little girls. Which just pisses me off because it was like E.T. Like, you didn't know what was going on. You had to read the manual. And then when you did know what was going on, you didn't know the purpose and you didn't really give a fuck.
I mean, there is no purpose at the end of the day.
I guess. But there's no goal, really.
I know.
Which drives me crazy.
I actually was bothered by it less once you looked up the manual and we discovered that the strawberries were difficulty levels.
Yes.
That you actually can make the game sort of challenging with the addition of a timer element and then with having to memorize all of the different songs.
So the Strawberry Shortcake Musical Matchups is from 1983, Parker Brothers, Atari 2600 game.
You're good.
Oh.
I didn't know the Parker Brothers part. They should go back to board games. Hey, Parker Brothers from 30 years ago. Yeah. Go back to board games.
Monopoly was excellent.
Monopoly.
We all love Monopoly.
But the manual was kind of hilarious, or maybe it was just the way I was reading it. Because it's like, if you're at the one berry level, then you have no timer and you need to match up the outfits to match the strawberry shortcake characters. At the two berry level, you will get their name, and then you will have to match the name to the outfit. At the three berry level,
the three berry level, shit gets real. The sun fucking comes out and starts moving across the sky, and if you do not have your character all set,
all dressed up in their correct outfit,
perfectly matching, by the time the sun gets to the east, the sky goes dark. I mean, it goes like a slightly darker shade of blue, but it's still terrifying.
I think it's funny that the punishment that you get for not matching up your character is that you get a more interesting tune played.
Yeah.
The idea is that you match up the outfits to make a certain character and then they get their tune played. But if you get it wrong, then you have like three different character tunes sort of mashed up together, which then it would be relevant to call it the Strawberry Shortcake mashup.
And considering it's all in like 8-bit music.
I was actually kind of digging the music. Oh, we should also mention the dance that the characters do.
Oh my god.
No part of their body moves other than their legs, which do this like crazy bow-legged hoedown.
The Purple Pie Man. His crotch moves when he dances.
He does.
It does. It gets longer. We don't know why.
I like his music the best.
Yeah.
He's got good music.
And that dastardly mustache.
Yes.
You know he's a bad guy because he has a mustache.
Yes.
So Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Google it. There are YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Walkthroughs, if you will.
For some reason, all done by non-Americans.
Yeah. And also males.
Yeah, non-American males love to play Strawberry Shortcake musical matchup and talk about it.
In the age of YouTube.
In the age of YouTube.
Yeah.
So that was the assignment.
Good job, guys.
Yay!
do we want to, because we don't know shit about what they're doing next week. Sorry, we duct taped their mouth shut before we even talked to them about anything.
Looking at their last agenda or whatever you want to call it. I will call it an agenda because I think that's the spirit of it since Kevin created it.
Yes, it's a mission.
But that Limbo was characterized as, quote, indie game about spiders, which I don't think is exactly accurate.
I mean, that's what I gathered.
Kind of about spiders.
It's not about spiders.
There are a lot of spiders.
There's so much more.
There are spiders.
There are also logs. And branches.
There's water and
terrifying mind control.
And for some reason, when your chin goes underwater, you drown.
I love when he gets like impaled.
Oh, is that- God. Yeah.
But the sound is perfect. And the way his little body flops.
What do you think they're doing in the Foley studio when they make that sound? Do you think they have a big steak knife and like a cabbage?
That's a really good question. What do you think is happening? I don't know.
Do they still have Foley studios?
In my world.
I mean, okay, we can, all right. So let's look at the agenda, the quote unquote agenda. So last week I watched Zach, Kevin, and Riff all play Ticket to Ride Pocket at one point or another. Mm. I have Ticket to Ride Pocket. I've had it for a couple months now. Mm-hmm. I've only played against computers. I've only played the board game itself.
Me too. The
so let's talk about
the board game.
Okay.
I love it as a board game.
It's awesome. I played it the first time and I was like, fuck yes, and then played it 10 more times and was not tired of it. It's got enough of the same familiar feeling, but also everything's different every
time. Yeah, it's different. And you can use a different strategy. Like, you can focus on yourself, or you can focus on trying to fuck up what others are trying to do.
And I learned a thing that my number one strategy is to grab up as much of New England as you can, as early as possible.
Really?
I mean, it's only like one or two trains from station to station, but there are only a couple of them.
That's funny, because I do the opposite.
Really?
I try to get the cross-country trips and then pick up more tickets that end up being part of the same.
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, I've done that too, and that works really well.
Have they aired the show yet about Ticket to Ride?
Probably.
Yes, that's the one that opens with Riff going, cocksucker!
Okay, I haven't listened to that one yet. So
that's
anything,
how we should open this show.
Anything I say about...
We have time.
So I might repeat stuff that Kevin said because we talk about it. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I try to do the long routes and get a ton of points
because
when you do the six trains together. But New England's nice, too, because there are a lot of routes that go through there. Mm-hmm. So if you're already up there and you pick up more tickets later on. But fucking Marge Cuntbot or whatever on the iPad version.
Cuntbot.
She's been fucking with my shit.
She's on the phone version, too. And
she's been scoring like 150 points.
Yeah,
who does that?
Cuntbots.
I think she's the hardest person to beat. But it's also like... it's also like...
Don't Emily's laughing at me. what did I do?
You bumped the mic thing.
I was trying to
convey without words that it wasn't a big deal.
You did a good job. I felt better. I'm also trying not to burp directly into.
Oh yeah, me too.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I really like the iPhone version. I got it for the San Francisco trip because I knew that we were going to be spending time on an airplane and I needed games on my phone, and I'm one of those...
It's a great airplane game, isn't it?
It is. And I'm one of those people that, like, I got an iPhone just because it was convenient. Like, I mean... Everybody in the house except for Melissa.
Until July 1st when my contract is up with my current...
Yeah, and then she's getting an iPhone, but then she's going to fucking live in Chicago. So.
Yeah, but I'll be back.
Moot point.
Oh, man, so I'm going to be the only Android asshole who can't play games like a Mac person?
Yeah.
I'm like the phone version of a Mac person. I'm like, I want to play this game, but it's not out for my platform. And everyone else is like, get a fucking real computer.
Get a fucking real computer,
asshole.
I'm still sticking with PC forever, even though I only know how to use Photoshop on Mac. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I just burped right into the mic. That's great.
Yay.
Emily, speaking of that, though, there was one of the questions that had come into the guys was about them, and maybe you can help answer this.
The answer is butts.
Oh, actually, I don't know. It says, why did two of you buy Macs when you were video game people and Macs suck for games?
Mm.
I'm guessing they're talking about Riff and Kevin. Cause
Riff has been a Mac person since childhood and does not understand that there is another way of being.
That's what's wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I've just been a PC version since the... So the way that I put it is that my mom had to type /dir runbirth.exe, and his mom just clicked on a smiling fetus that said eject from uterus.
It's so true.
Yeah. That is how that shit went down.
I'm interesting because I didn't... I'm interesting.
Because?
For many reasons. One of which...
She has a lot of voices. Have you not noticed this yet?
I was a PC. My dad builds PCs, like, just for fun or whatever. So anyway, I was always a PC person. And then right before I moved to Arizona, actually, I was like, fuck this. Because it was like they were always getting, what's it called, when the bad things come from the internet?
Virus.
Sometimes I have mini strokes and I forget.
That's another reason you're interesting.
Right, right. And I forget what the words are for things. Sorry, I'm fixing my hairnet. So I used PCs forever, and then I got sick of things getting corrupted or it being like call tech support or all of this bullshit would come up, and I just wanted things to work. And if they didn't work, I wanted to go to a person, a human being, and be like, you know what? Can you fix this? I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that is a reason to get a Mac.
Exactly. And so somebody was like, you have to get a, you know, you should get a Mac. And I was like, no, that's bullshit. I'm not going to buy into that.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you have ADD. Take some Ritalin. Fuck you. That stuff is bullshit. So then I bought a Mac and now I'm in love. But it's funny because the PC, obviously, like the games don't run really well on my Mac. Psychonauts crashes all the time.
I mean, I ran into this problem. I could have told you this 12 years ago. But I ran into a problem where I grew up in a land where my mom would buy like shitty older computers from the newspaper. Like that my first home computer, we had a word processing program and we had an ALF game. It was an ALF math game.
Nice.
Great.
Were
I really
you cats with
I
numbers
want to
on
find
them?
It again. And no, spaghetti? It had no cats in it or spaghetti. Aww. But it was pretty fucking fun.
Did he hate
and
Mondays?
It had five different fonts. That was basically just the computer's way of squeezing and stretching.
Yep.
Nice.
Things
yeah.
to make different fonts.
So they weren't really different typefaces.
They were just the same. Yeah. Except they were stretched or whatever in one direction or another. But at school, we had Apple IIs, and I was like, whoa, Apple II, like, going to a public school in Philadelphia, and it's 1993, and we have Apple IIs, whoa. So, like, I got used to dealing with Macs at school, like, that's how I learned to type.
Interesting.
All my typing programs and stuff.
It was all Mac-based.
It was all Mac, but at home, like... My
so you
only word
were
processor.
Bilingual.
Wow.
You're bicultural.
I started out from day one. I knew how to use a PC and a Mac.
Bicomputeral.
And wow, weird.
Computeral.
You know
good.
What? 50 years from now, I'll have rights, okay? I'll have rights. You think it's ridiculous now.
You can't have a Mac and a PC.
I know.
It's unnatural.
I know.
Do you also have a cat?
And a dog at the same time? Yeah, I have done that, too. I got really used to it because I would use a lot of my PC at home. And then after a certain point, my school got Windows 95. They actually got PCs. Like, I remember just having this fucking Apple where I would shove this gigantic floppy disk to play Oregon Trail. And then the next year, all of a sudden, Windows 95. Whoa! Windows motherfucking 95.
Wow.
And... So I would just kind of get used to the PC, and then all of my friends had Macs at home. Like, the first time I played Myst was on a Mac. So that was, like, my first gaming experience with a computer was Myst on a Mac.
Why do they keep changing the names of Windows?
I don't know.
You know, like, Windows 95, and then what
and then 98. Out?
And then 2000 XP?
Yeah, no, they did ME
2000 and then ME, I think. ME. They were different, and then they did XP.
It doesn't matter because XP
and now
is
they're
the
like,
only one.
Infinity
like
is the only
version
one that matters. 7?
Yeah,
now it's 7. There was Vista in there,
there
too.
Was Vista.
Oh, yeah, Vista.
That.
You can have XP when you pry it from my cold, dead hands cause it or my big black dick.
Yeah.
Because it only does the thing where... suddenly you have to either restart your computer or it's going to ask you if you want to restart your computer every 5 minutes and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the only thing it does that pisses me off.
That's a pretty big thing.
It's annoying, but it doesn't come up that much.
XP for life.
Yeah.
Like, my netbook has Windows 7, but it has the Windows 7 starter, and that's, Like, I can't change the background. I still have the snap windows, but I can't change the background, and that really makes me mad. And then the desktop that I inherited has XP on it, and like everything about XP.
I just don't get it.
I love XP.
Why deal with all the messages? Did you really mean to push this button? Well, XP, yes, I did.
XP doesn't do that.
Yeah, XP is not so big on that.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
And you don't have those viruses happening?
If you get antivirus software.
Where the computer gets tuckered out and you have to put it to sleep. Do you remember?
I got a pretty bad virus on my desktop a couple of months ago. And it took, like, we had to go into the registry files.
Oh, man.
Do a bunch of crazy
shit.
Such
a pain in the
ass. And I was, like, freaking out. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything on this computer. I didn't even have it for that long. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything. Like, I didn't know if it got on my external hard drive, which has pictures from
the
last 6 years on it.
Not even just viruses, but just files being downloaded randomly that you don't know are being kind of solidified into your hard drive. And I don't know, things would always go wrong with my PC that did not make any sense to me. It was like it had a mind of its own. And I don't want my computer to have a mind of its own. I want my mind to be the computer's mind.
Yeah, weird.
I mean, for one thing, on a Mac, I don't know where it's putting my files, and that just drives me nuts. Because I'm like, I just downloaded this thing. Where did it go?
The download folder.
How do I get there?
See, that's the problem when people don't like Macs. It's because they're thinking it has to be this really complicated thing when really it's kind of obvious. But you get used to looking in like folder after folder after folder to find something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I get used to my downloads going into my download folder.
Right.
Is what I get used to. I also get used to, and I will admit that this is a disadvantage of PCs. You just get into the mindset where sometimes when you want to make something work, you have to open up your hex editor and go into the file that you just downloaded and change like an E to a D.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
That happens.
That happens.
I mean, it's also a thing. It's a reason why I'm never going to be allowed to get married because I'm so bi-computeral. I also like...
I hear you can in Vermont.
Yeah, I can in Vermont, New Hampshire, I think New York and Washington, D.C.
Massachusetts.
they skip Pennsylvania, which is where I'm from, so fuck those guys.
It's obnoxious.
Go on.
But when I got into high school... I took a lot of graphic design classes and I continued those into college, and the entire time we were using Macs.
Yeah.
And actually, my quote unquote senior year of college, because I got my associate's degree, so it was actually everyone else's junior year of college. they got one of those stupid touchpads for the Mac, which is just like there's no keyboard, there's no mouse, there is just a fucking rectangle.
That's weird.
And when you touch it, it goes to various places, and if you push it to the bottom,
that's what
it
she said?
Brings up. That is what I said. If you push it to the bottom, it'll bring up like a keyboard that you can then type on and. Fucking weird.
That is weird.
Whatever,
that
Mac, is weird. Stop trying to take away my shit. I have a Dell mouse, and it has a wire, and I'm proud of it.
It isn't very transparent. You're
Pretty
right, Jenny.
The next Mac thing is going to be like a white plastic orb. You just put your hands on it and just think thoughts into the orb, and it'll pop up your appointment book or whatever.
Creepy.
Yeah.
That's the future.
Was there other listener mail?
Yeah, we should do some listener mail.
Yeah, I want to read a thing.
You should read a thing.
I don't know if this is going to be totally relevant. I'm just going by, I mean, we got a bunch of questions that weren't asked on previous ones. I really like this one. It's not even a question, but they haven't said it on air yet, and I really need to read it. It's from this guy called The Rum, and it's to Zach. And he might edit this out, but... Zach, every time I hear the name Matthew Lillard, I think of you. You are the only person who I can think of who has ever pointed out enjoying the performances of Matthew Lillard. I have never seen a movie he was in. And that's the end of that.
That was their question?
That was the question.
That's a pretty good question.
But he spells Matthew Lillard two different ways, and I'm confused. Oh, there's also, what is your favorite video game controller, asks our friend Gleebs.
Oh.
Gleebs.
Video game controller.
Yeah.
Do you guys use different controllers for things, or do you just use, like, whatever controller they give you?
I use whatever controller they give me.
Yeah,
so.
I do too.
I got a little snobby.
Did you?
During the PS2.
What did you use other than the PS2
bunch of,
controller?
Like, the Mad Catz controllers that did various things.
Did you like that better? I hate the Wii controller. I can say that much.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't even play a Wii game.
I tried to play, either.
Like, No More Heroes, and it was just sad flailing and then dying.
Yeah.
And I've never been any good at any Wii game except Wii bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see any videos about the Wii U that they...
No.
They gave a preview of at E3?
No.
That sounds familiar. What was it?
It's like a Wii, but they added an extra controller to it that has its own... It's like a touchscreen controller. It looks almost like a PSP, but it's not a PSP. It's like a cross between a PSP and a tablet, and... So basically, you have to, like, it's supposed to be made for multiplayer stuff. It's supposed to be very, very social media. And, like, you can comment on other people's stuff and draw them pictures and whatever.
I don't want to comment on other people's stuff.
I don't want other people commenting on my stuff.
I'm sick of the commenting.
I don't, like, I'm going to play this game and fuck you. No, I don't have a goddamn avatar.
Yeah.
Like, don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only got this many points. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
So defensive about her lack of avatar.
And I really am. I really am. I finally got one.
Yeah.
But whatever.
What is it?
Oh, it's a picture that I took when I was in Vegas. We went to, I don't even remember the name of it. We went to this bar arcade place. And it's not Barcade, because that's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Vegas. So I know it's not that one.
I know it's not Barcade. And the outside, they have like a neon sign that is a joystick and a martini glass.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was like, that's fucking amazing.
And nice.
So that's my avatar. The end.
Yay.
I can stop being salty about not having an avatar.
Yay. Everybody, she has an avatar. Leave her alone. She is sick of your shit. She is sick of your shit.
Anyways, I'm sorry. What's your favorite video game controller, Melissa? Do you not care?
I don't have one. Like I said, I know I don't like the Wii controller.
Mm.
I've been playing a lot of Xbox games lately, and that controller's fine. I don't know. I'm not really partial to it. Like I said, with Bastion, I do wonder if having a controller versus using the keyboard would be better for me.
I think it probably would be.
For that specific game. But,
yeah. Have you tried your controller with the Bastion?
No, not yet. Not yet. Well, actually, no. That's a lie. I did try it, and it wouldn't work.
Oh.
It was like it was calling up all the wrong commands or whatever, and it wouldn't match correctly. And then I would get this horrible strawberry shortcake mismatch.
That's terrible.
And then, tune. No, but it wasn't working out.
So you broke up with it?
So I broke up with it.
Sad.
I broke up with
That's
my
really
controller.
Sad.
Did it write about it on its live journal?
Oh, live journal. That's what people do.
What's the worst game you've ever played? That's one question from Zenosis.
Wow.
Jeez.
The worst. That is so easy for me.
Is that really easy for you?
E.T. is the worst video game I have ever played, and I remember it very clearly. It's one of my earliest memories of video gaming, because I had my Atari, and I had my Pac-Man, and I had my Pong, and I had my whatever it was, Starship or something, Rygar and whatever. And then E.T., and I put it – you put it in, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? And you're in this pit, and then you're going up. I mean, this game has been talked about so much as being, like, notoriously the worst game ever. But honestly, I remember very clearly having each of my mother coming in and giving her the manual and being like, can you figure this out? And she couldn't figure it out. And then my dad would come in, and he'd be like, oh, what the fuck? This is so fucking stupid. Why I play this? And then he would get angry, and before you knew it, it was like a thing.
Even with the manual, this was just incomprehensible.
Yes, it had no point, and oh god, it was such a drag.
Wow.
It was a drag to play. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, I don't know the worst video game I've ever played yet, but I watched Roy play The Other M, and that looked terrible.
What's The Other M?
It's a quote-unquote Metroid game. It's supposed to be a Metroid game. I've never played any Metroids, so I don't know very much about the franchise. But apparently it was kind of a departure, and it just looked awful, and Roy's face just got so sad because aww. Roy does not play many video games, and he was really excited about playing this one.
Why so, this one?
I don't know. I think he's maybe a Metroid fan, and he hadn't played this one yet. And it could be any number of reasons. Roy eats tamarind on purpose. There's no telling what goes on.
How about you, Emily?
I was trying to think, and I feel like if there is a game that I start playing that I immediately hate, I will mm-hmm. stop playing it and yeah. forget about it forever.
And so it's not
yeah. So it's not even a thing that right. I get into it enough. But that being said, there was this one Star Wars game. I forget the exact name of it, but I think it was either on the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo. I think it was the Super Nintendo. And it was so fucking impossible. It was one of the ones back in the days when you would, at the end of every level, you would get the code to enter in.
Yes.
To be able to skip to that level. And so I was like playing through, no problem, no problem, no problem. And then I got to this one fucking level that was just, I tried for months, every day, for hours, for months. Because I had nothing better to do because I was like 8. I would just, you know, go back and try again and again and again and again and again to beat this one level. And it came down to there were boulders falling from the sky. I think it was Super Nintendo now that I think of it. Anyway.
Sounds familiar.
There were boulders falling from the sky and you're riding this fucking creature and then you have to jump. But when you jump with the creature and then you can jump again to jump without the creature. Kind of like how things worked in Donkey Kong.
Oh, I sucked at Donkey Kong.
Country. Sorry, Donkey Kong Country.
I sucked at that game.
I love those games. But, like, I just, that one thing where it was, if you died, you had to start at the beginning of the game, and if you didn't remember the password to get to that level, which I would totally write down, like, I just had a notebook. It was one of those little 3x5 notebooks with the spiral on one end that was just like, oh, Yoda, Luke, Sarlacc. Like that was the password for one of the levels. No notes other than that. It was just like, oh, Han, Leia.
Wow. So those were like, the passwords?
Yeah, they were pictures of characters.
Weird.
Wow. So like it would be like Han, Leia, Boba. Oh,
so like 3 in a row yeah. and you had to get them in suit. Okay.
But there were like 10 on each reel that you had to go through to get to the right one. So you couldn't just spend enough time guessing and then get to
so
the
that's
last
a
level.
Better. I was thinking that you typed in Han.
Oh no, fuck that.
That's what
Yoda.
I was thinking.
Fuck
those
that.
Are shitty passwords for a Star Wars game.
Passwords.
Yeah.
Stupid Star Wars. but yeah, I think that's the worst game. Even though that wasn't even that bad of a game, except for that level. And I think I finally ended up beating it. But then I was like, fuck this game. I just beat the game. Okay. I'm like halfway done, but I just beat it because I beat this level. Thank you. Goodbye.
I just remembered that interactive fiction games are games. So I've played a lot of shitty games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are also a lot of shitty Kongregate games on Kongregate,
oh, yeah.
I should say.
Yep. I played this one called Meet and Fuck Secret Agent, where you were a secret agent, and you had to meet these girls, and they were all from different countries. Like, it was open world. It was a Metroidvania. It was not a Metroidvania. You had to choose your country and go, and there would be a girl there, and she'd be, hi, I'm Bertha. And you would have to do the conversation. Hi, I'm Bertha. And you'd have to do the conversation with her where it was basically say, like, you look pretty. Don't say, do you want to ride my cock until you pass out?
Is that an option?
That
not to ride your cock, but I mean to say
riding my cock until you pass out is always an option. I thought that was understood.
Okay, now it is.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, that goes for all of you. Yeah, so you did the conversation thing, and then she liked you, but then she would ask you questions about her country, like little quiz questions, like when is Bastille Day? Did you guys know that Oktoberfest is not in October?
I thought it was in September.
Yeah, you are correct.
Oh, yeah, my
ding,
German
ding,
heritage.
Ding, ding.
Yay.
Da.
Da. Yeah. See.
See.
See. Hi.
Hi.
Aloha. Yeah. And then if you...
I didn't know you were Hawaiian.
I am now. My parents fought in the Hawaiian conflict.
I had this dream the other night that we were in a war with Hawaii. We. Yeah. I don't even know who we are, but...
Everyone who's not
America.
Hawaii.
Everyone, America, was in a war with a...
contingency.
Yeah. And it was called the Hawaiian conflict, or the Hawaii conflict.
Hawaii conflict.
And
yeah.
Kevin was going away off to war. And
which, isn't his mom from Hawaii?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's like brother against brother.
I didn't even stop talking about her boyfriend's moms.
She was a star of this show, Emily. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Mom Hacker.
Oh, that was great.
Totally, that was totally a show.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
Why is everyone's mom so adorable?
I don't know, man.
So how do we say goodbye?
How do we say goodbye?
Oh, are we done?
Hey, guys, how to contact... The boys that we locked in a basement that doesn't exist. You can check us out on Twitter at VG Hot Dog, all one word.
Or email vghotdog@gmail.com.
Or visit the website at videogameshotdog.com.
Wow, that was really good.
That was really good. You had a good voice.
Thank you.
I think this is time to say goodbye.
Are we saying goodbye? I had a good time, you guys.
I had a good time, too.
It was
fun. I hope this was fun for you guys as well.
I hope that nobody listens to this so that I was anxious for no reason.
Yeah.
All right.
So we bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
I'm going to stop recording now. I hope I do this right. Punch out. It says record/punch out. Guys.
Mike Tyson's
record/punch out. That was an awful game.
Okay. I marked it, Zachary. Right. Did you hear it? I marked it.